Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel.
I play guitar
and sing in Dead Soft.
'Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo, welcome to the show. This is me, Jim Gradowski, your host as always here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU University in British Columbia. Yes. Anyways, I do that every week, and as per usual, I'm doing this every week. We're going to tell you all about the cool shows happening in around this fine, beautiful, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. And Halloween is around the corner. We were robbed of a Halloween on our Saturday night proper during COVID, but that's the way it goes. So now we celebrate on, what is it, Tuesday? Anyways, that doesn't matter to us because we're doing everything on the weekend. Anyways, there's a ton of cool shows for you to check out. There's no shortage of places to go if you want to rumple around with all sorts of people and all sorts of costumes and all sorts of get-ups and all sorts of sounds. Ooh, my clock is behind. Anyways, we're going to tell you all about that in just a little bit there. We're going to get some stuff out of the way so we can get right to it.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU. Oh, there it goes.
You're listening to Looking at Lyme on CJSF's Speak Up, and I'm your host, Sarah Cormode. Looking at Lyme is a podcast all about Lyme disease. My own journey back to health motivated me to understand the complexities of the illness, testing, diagnosis, and treatment. In each episode, you'll hear from experts in the field of medicine, science, and outdoor education. Together, we learn about topics such as neuroplasticity, pain management, co-infections, outdoor safety, and tick surveillance. You can find out more by visiting our website, lookingatlyme.ca, or following us on Twitter or Instagram. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to hear new episodes.
I did not know we had a whole show about Lyme disease, and now you do too. Anyways, we got another fantastic show for you to enjoy today. We're going to get right to it. Backing me up today is DJ Shadow. I felt it'd be appropriate as, you know, instrumental, but shadows. There's a lot of things in shadows. Guess who's coming? Guess who's coming?
Guess who's coming?
I remember I first heard DJ Shadows introducing a line cook at my first kitchen job. Gave me a copy of their CD, and yeah, that was dope. Thanks, man. Okay. We're going to start over at the Wise Hall Lounge. I don't know how much I can actually tell you about this because it's sold out, but there's the East Van Square Dance is happening. I'll gloss over that really quick, but I don't know. Maybe they have some door tickets. Maybe you go there. I don't know. Anyways, Square Dancing tonight at the Wise Hall, 6 p.m. Be there. Next up that's actually happening is over at 1822 Pandora Street, Green Auto, at 7 p.m. tonight, Thursday night. You have Sarah Jane Scouten doing the thing with Max Moxon and Marine Patineau. I think he's a French name, so we see. I think I got that, Patineau. Anyways, that's again happening over at Green Auto, 7 p.m., 1822 Pandora Street. And it's $20 advance, $25 at the door. So all that jazz. So we'll check out some music from these fine folks in just a little bit. So don't you go anywhere as we carry on here. Another cool one up over at 362 Powell Street, Lana Luz. You got Baby Molly, Not Sisters, the Sylvia Platters, and Non-Law all doing their respective things over at Lana Luz. Tickets are $15 at the door, or $10 in advance if they're still letting you buy tickets for that one. You got Baby Molly coming in with some emo pop. They're touring in, so show them a good time. Not Sisters is some bedroom pop of a vocalist pairs of Amanda, Tom McGuire, and you know, they're all sorts of cool stuff there. Check it out. Sylvia Platters coming in with some jangle power pop. And then finally, Non-Law with some queer pop rock. So should be cool stuff. Non-Law, great show. Dan, if you're listening, keep it up. I'm glad you're still playing music. That's over at, Lana Luz, 362 Powell Street, 7:30 tonight, Thursday night in Vancouver. Get the pierogies. All right, what else have I got for today? Yeah, here's one. Hopping in over at the Red Gate, you have Lila Gray and Maya Jade doing their respective things. It's going to be a bit of a softer night. Some indie pop, some singer-songwriter jamming. So it'll be really cute and pleasant for the ears. Speaking of pleasant for the ears, I was at the Orokogan show last night at the Wise Hall. Fantastic stuff there. Been a long-time fan of Orokogan. Stoked to see her play along with the band. They sounded amazing. Great mix in there for you, so hats off to the sound tech, and yeah, of course the band killed it. I've played you probably some Kristen Witko before. Amazing stage presence from Kristen Witko there. It's a ball. It's a great show. I recommend it if you ever see Kristen Witko on a bill and you're looking for a fun show with lots of energy. That's one to go check out. All right, what else do I have for tonight? Anyway, so I was talking about, yeah, Maya Jade and Lila Gray. Again, the doing the thing at the Red Gate tonight, Main and 3rd, 8 p.m., $15 pitch can. No one turned away to lack of funds. Just come on down. What else have I got for tonight? I think that's all I got for tonight. So we're going to start over here with some music from Lila Gray. This is going to be their track, Buried Alive.
Follow the red yarn all the way to the backseat of her collar. Fingers on things they shouldn't be. Kisses in all the places you can see. You buried me alive. Deception in your eyes. Alibis instead of plans, allies instead of friends. Wouldn't be surprised if you bought my knife. Quick to play the victim. You don't win some, you lose them. Didn't think I'd have to tell you twice. Don't close your eyes. Price. I forgot it was a use of mine. Doesn't matter now, cause I buried you alive. Used to buy all your time. Wearing clothes that weren't mine. Painting me a color I can recognize. Or was it an outline? Guess it's hard to say. When you blur all the lines, all the lines, all the lines. Buried me alive, satisfied.
should've seen it coming. You don't run for nothing. Should've seen it coming. Don't run for nothing. And I ran from something. Was it you?
Hey, that was Buried Alive by Lila Gray, and we are just queuing up some music here from Sarah Jane Scouten, and we're going to try this one.
Whoa, I
Hello, and welcome back to the show. That was... Hold on a second, let me get my music back. There we go. Yeah, that was the Sylvia Platters featuring Abbotsford, I believe, Minister of Arts and Culture, if that's the proper title. Stephen Carl O'Shea, formerly of You Say Party. This band, along with all the other fine folks in that, such as Alex, Nick, and Tim, you can catch them over at Lanaloo's tonight, Thursday night, along with Baby Molly, Not Sisters, and Non-Law. So, a night of various flavors of rocking and rolling. So do check it out if you're in the neighborhood. It is $15 at the door, $10 in advance. We still got time for that. And it's at Lanaloo's, so don't forget, again, to get the pierogies. She's got the plug. Also in that mix, you heard Sarah Jane Scouten giving us a nice folksy sound there. You can catch her doing the thing over at 1822 Pandora Street tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m., alongside Dan Moxon and Marin Patino. So, prepare yourselves for a comfortable musical evening at that one there. Lila Gray doing the thing. That was her song, Buried Alive, off her album Wild Tension. That came out in April of this year. So, you can catch Lila along with Maya Jade over at the Redgate Main and Third tonight, 8 p.m. at Redgate Main and Third. I think they should bust out the chairs for that one, the nice tables. I've learned the other day that I'm now of that age where if I am not actively thrashing around on the floor, I'm going to want to sit down. I am now the sit-down concert goer. Yes, I'm 32 and I like to sit down at concerts. Oh, put me out. Put me out of my misery. I just lean. I put all my weight on one leg and then back and forth and back and forth, and my legs hurt. Like, and I'm trying to train myself to not put all my pressure, all my weight on one leg and lean as I do, rather a nice balanced poise on both feet. Because I work on my feet. I don't want to stand on my feet. I just want to sit down. Give me a bench. Should I just start going to shows with like one of those fold-up cane stools and just be that freaking guy? I mean, I wouldn't blame someone if they did that. BYOC, bring your own chair. Moving on from my ailing realities of age, we're going to carry on forward here in time, moving forward now to Friday. We're starting off over at 235 Alexander Street tomorrow night, Friday night at 7:30. Iron Fest 4. Beatings are in the body. Iron Fest 4 sounds really freaking metal. I mean, it's in the name, but it's the Ironworks. It's that little kind of like warehouse looking building just by the overpass to Waterfront Road. Oh, sorry, I love the song. We're going to hear a bit of them from them in a little bit here. A nice trio there giving you some experimental acoustic, electroacoustic improvisational works there. They have a nice little selection of recordings that we're going to enjoy in just a little bit, so don't go anywhere for that. Over at the Astoria, on the other end of sound spectrums, we have a bunch of punk bands doing covers. Yes, it's that time of the year. Let's go. It's Halloween, folks. So you have a Cramps cover band from Nanaimo coming in. Then you got Daddy Issues coming in from our own backyard, along with Misfist, which is a Misfit tribute band. So, one OG, two covers. It's going to be a nice night of rocking and rolling over at the Astoria. Still don't know, have any word on the existence of the Ski Ball Machine. So if you do know about the Ski Ball Machine over at the Astoria, what's their status on the Ski Ball? Please let me know. Hit me up on my Instagram. That's Moose, period, M-A-Masta, Moose Masta. M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. Drop me a line. Tell me what shows you're going to, or otherwise follow along with whatever daily crap I post. Like, the other day, I was so bored waiting for the show at the Wise Hole, again, for Orrick Hogan and Kristen Witko. Great show. I counted all the light bulbs. There's 300 light bulbs at the Wise Hole. That's a lot of light bulbs. 300 light bulbs. Maybe 301 because there was one missing. Anyways, I digress. Hit me up on Instagram, Moose Master. Moving on here. Still on Friday night, Danse Macabre is a dance night over at 555 Gore Avenue. What exactly is going on here? They have two rooms with each with a unique vibe. The Heaven Room, a spacious lounge and a lighter atmosphere, and which is going to be playing like house, disco, acid, and edits. And then there's the Hell Room, which is giving you minimal techno, tech house, deep house, and stuff like that. So if you want to mix and match your vibe and dance, check it out. It's over at Danse Macabre at 555 Gore Avenue, $25. $235. I'm not sure what maybe they'll charge 30 at the door. I don't know. Show up with some money. There's a couple banks around there or all that cool stuff. Anyways, that's at 11 p.m. Friday night for Danse Macabre at 555 Gore Avenue. Frankie Teardrop, Mankeen and Inez, HNZ, Night Digger, if I'm reading that correctly, and Mood Change all doing their respective thing. Sorry, Night Jogger. My apologies. Yeah, check it out. What else do I got for Friday night here? Is that all I got for Friday night? Oh, no, that's not true. Friday night over at the Black Lab, we have another beautiful offering of hardcore and some D beats and some oi punk and some street punk. Various flavors of punk hitting you from the downtown east, from the heart of the downtown east side there at Black Lab. They have Black Dogs playing there. They're coming in from Winnipeg, so do show them a good time. They're playing with locals Fane, Toy Tiger, and Glue Unit, which is a fantastic name. Love it. So we'll hear some punk rock from Black Dogs in just a little bit here. Alright, with all that in mind, let's get some tunes going here. We're gonna start out on the mellow side of things here. This is gonna be Rainbow by Beatings Are in the Body.
There's no way back, you can't. Mm-hmm.